I see in your first energy update of 2025, you were talking about the West London Energy Network constraints. Can you explain to the listener, probably with a bit of, you know, you've got hindsight here, because we've now got this awful event that happened on Friday, but you were sort of warning before Friday.
Yes, well, so West London Business, which is a business leadership forum for the northwest of the capital with over 250 members, has been shining a spotlight on energy network capacity constraints as far back as 2021. And I suppose we'd argue it's now pretty well understood in the industry, as in the energy industry, that three of our boroughs, Ealing, Hillingdon, which is, of course, home to Heathrow and Hounslow, are at their grid capacity limits.
Now, how did you become aware of this? Is this through talking to businesses and receiving complaints?
Indeed. So members of ours who want to invest in building homes and offices to drive economic growth and employment have found that when they wanted to contract extra energy supply in the area for large schemes, it's very difficult to access. And you may wonder, well, you know, what's driven that problem? It really comes back to how great a location West London is for building data centres. And we saw substantial growth in data centres during and then post pandemic, making us possibly the largest cluster of data centres, or quite the largest, let's say the third largest cluster of data centres on the planet.
What kind of things are you talking about here?
You know, data centres are really, I suppose, what drives our modern economy. They allow us in the workplace to use Microsoft 365 or Google platforms when we're at home and we're watching Netflix or accessing resources on our phone. All of that is underpinned by data centres. And just one data centre can consume the power of 10,000 new homes.
So it must be pretty frustrating that you have had this problem for a long time and it's only now coming into the spotlight because we've had this incident at Heathrow.
Well, yes, I suppose frustrating and unfortunate, because, of course, none of us would ever want to see what unfolded at Heathrow and at the Hayes grid supply points take place. Fortunately, no one was harmed. And fortunately, there was a really impressive effort by engineers from Heathrow, National Grid and SSE to get systems back on stream pretty quickly.
National Grid does say, John Pettigrew did come out and say that there were other substations that could have acted in place. But reading your report and reading what you've said, it doesn't sound like you are surprised by what happened.
Yeah, I think we have to be careful to not draw too strong a link, maybe between what unfolded and some of the particular stress points on Friday and the wider context. I mean, I was surprised, frankly, at Pettigrew going on record at this point. I mean, I think the reality is we've got three investigations now underway from London Fire Brigade, Heathrow Airport with their own internal review, and then the review that Energy Secretary Ed Miliband has asked the National Energy System Operator to kick off, which is going to report back in 6 weeks. So I think we need to let those investigations do their work now, and then we will all, I'm sure, collectively pore over the insights gleaned.
And these are issues you have been bringing up, as you said, 2021. With the last government, would you say it fell on deaf ears? And would you say there's going to be, you feel like there's a change with the new government?
I'd say we started to make some progress under the last government. I think one of the big challenges that we've got in West London historically was for the energy, operators to invest ahead of need. Now, the dynamics with the regulator Ofgem are shifting now, so that it is becoming a lot easier for National Grid and SSE to start investing ahead of need, which is what we desperately need in West London. So I think that is moving in the right direction. Having said that, we have closely reviewed National Grid's recently published draft business plan, and we don't yet have enough detail on the West London aspects of that business plan to give it our full support and backing.
You mentioned briefly the impact that this is having on business, because people can't expand business or even come to the area for business. Do you have a figure, or do you know by how much it is impacting the area yearly by these delays?
It is very difficult to put a precise figure on this, but we are Unfortunately, kind of confident in saying that there are billions of investment that are now not landing in West London as a result of these constraints. You know, we are an optimal location in West London, home to Heathrow, the world's most connected airport, to be helping drive economic growth in the UK as we have done over so many decades. But right now, the brakes are being put on that that growth and that contribution through a lack of energy supply.
And of course, Heathrow has been given the go-ahead to expand. Do you think this will have an impact on that? Not only just the incident on Friday, but the things that you're mentioning about growth. How can an airport as big as Heathrow expand even further?
Well, at the moment, National Grid and SSE are sort of looking towards targets of 2035 for completing their energy network upgrades. So that, you might say, broadly aligns with the direction of travel for Heathrow expansion. I think where we are concerned is that, you know, we have an airport that is very ambitious, actually, in terms of its green credentials and reducing its carbon footprint. And for the airport to continue to reduce its carbon footprint over the next few years, they need to have that that green energy supply on stream much faster, by 2030, not 2035.